and by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 24th of December, 2007. It's Christmas Eve, the setting for many, many works of fiction, including O. Henry's famous short story, The Gift of the Magi, about Jim and Della, the impoverished young couple, in which each one is trying to find the perfect Christmas gift for the other. They have just two prized possessions. Jim has a very valuable gold watch, and Della has luxurious brown hair. And she decides to have her hair cut and sell it so she can get money to buy a gift for Jim, a platinum watch chain. And Jim goes off to sell his watch so that he can buy her the beautiful tortoiseshell combs for her hair. On Christmas Eve also is the beginning of Charles Dickens's A Christmas Carol, which begins, "Marley was dead. There is no doubt whatever about that. The register of his burial was signed by the clergyman, the clerk, the undertaker, and the chief mourner. Scrooge signed it. Old Marley was as dead as a doornail." Scrooge, the famous bitter old miser who holds Christmas in contempt, but on Christmas Eve he gives Bob Cratchit Christmas Day off. He dines alone at his usual tavern and then returns to his lodgings, where on the door knocker he sees the face of Marley, his old business partner, dead for 7 years, who warns him that he will be visited by three spirits, and if he does as they tell him, then Scrooge can escape Marley's fate, which is to walk the earth bound in chains because he had no concern for mankind during his life. The ghosts come, and Scrooge awakens. "I don't know what to do," he cried, laughing in the same breath. "I am as light as a feather, I am as happy as an angel, I am as merry as a schoolboy, I am as giddy as a drunken man. A Merry Christmas to everybody." The boy stops under the window. He sends him down to the poulterer's shop to buy the enormous turkey to send to Bob Cratchit's family. Scrooge dressed himself all in his best and got out into the streets. The people were pouring forth, and walking with his hands behind him, Scrooge regarded everyone with a delighted smile. He looked so pleasant that three or four good-humored fellows said, "Good morning, sir, a Merry Christmas to you." And Scrooge said often afterwards that of all the sounds he had ever heard, those were the blithest sounds in his ears. He went to church, he walked up and down, and found that everything could yield him pleasure. Here's a poem for today by George Johnston, entitled "Bridget Newly Arrived." "Dear child, dear little child, hardly into the world, a few weeks into our cold, you intrude your fire for us to warm ourselves. Look kindly on our eyes that gaze down into yours to quicken our low fires. Dear wordless little girl, forgive our words, we live by them as you soon shall. Choose wisely as you grow into your wording age. Among their worn meanings, some you will surely need, and we bleed to give you luck, charity, courage." Bridget, Newly Arrived, a poem by George Johnston, from The Essential George Johnston, published by the Porcupine's Quill, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. produced by Ella Shovanik and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.